guys want to do anything on kind of an Action Fest wrap up?
Why don't we wrap up Action Fest with a bow?
Yeah, let's do it, because I think people will be
this will be the official end of Action Fest.
That's right.
Everybody's gone except us,
because we don't get to leave, which is pretty damn depressing when you stop and think about it.
So tell me about what happened at Action Fest.
They showed movies.
Yes, they did.
Action movies.
And they people actually went to the movies this year, as opposed to last year where they went to the parking lot.
That's true.
It was impressive.
Well, the big difference was that I think the films were better. Because I really can't remember much that showed last year. Like, there's Harry
Good,
Brown.
Good, the Bad, the Weird, Harry Brown. The Square was not... It was an okay film, but it was not...
An action film.
It was not an action film by any stretch of the imagination.
Valhalla Rising. But for the most part, I think with the exception of...
Well, for the most part, people didn't even know there were movies last year.
No.
They were out in the parking lot to watch stunts and...
Chuck Norris.
Look at Chuck Norris and his dye job and things like that, you know.
So did you guys get to hang out with Michael Jai White?
I saw him from a distance, but I wasn't going to go bug him.
I saw him close up, but I didn't bug him. He was big. I wasn't going to bug
He's
him.
He's huge. Saw Trish Stratus.
I did
professional
not.
Professional wrestler.
If I saw her, I didn't know it.
She was the one with the entourage of people in, like,
did she look like a lady
dresses.
Wrestler?
She was all gussied up.
Oh, okay.
You would have known, even like, you would have seen this gaggle of women and been curious why they were so dressed up, I think. Which is why.
I just figured they thought the theater was classier than it is.
It classes up pretty good when you leave, so.
Oh, that might be, yeah, I can understand that.
So did you guys meet Buddy Joe Hooker?
We both did.
Yeah.
We both met Buddy Joe Hooker.
Yeah.
It's extremely nice, and...
And he thinks that Justin walks on water.
Pretty much.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He and his wife loved my interview with him. He's a friendly guy. Like, he was,
yeah, he was
very,
very
personable the whole weekend, like, talking to everybody. His stunt reel might have been the best thing I saw all weekend. So.
What was that?
We saw a stunt reel, didn't we, before
Yeah. The guy that made Machete Maidens and made Not Quite Hollywood had made a reel of his stunts, like, and it's like 2 minutes of just car crashes and stuff exploding, and it's pretty amazing.
Okay, so I guess we should probably talk about reviews.
Well, they're not nearly as entertaining as Hobo with a Shotgun.
Well, yeah, maybe we should talk about that.
Hobo with a Shotgun was primo entertainment.
Well, you saw Hobo with a Shotgun.
I saw it, and I saw it with an audience, and I saw Super with an audience.
Disappointed. I didn't.
Yeah,
to,
yes.
But.
Hobo with a Shotgun is definitely better with an audience.
Right.
This is not having seen it without an audience. I really probably can't say that. But it,
I mean,
it
I enjoyed it watching it at home.
Oh yeah, because it, you know, everybody was, you know,
but
was
I
really
can see how that
really
would be.
Really into its juicy goodness, and boy, it's juicy.
Do you think it's better than Machete?
I don't know.
I think it's nastier.
Yeah.
It's definitely nastier than Machete. It's nastier than Machete, and it has a better ending than Machete. But the whole thing about it is, you know, I mean, even Mr. Souther here, who does not like Drive Angry, I believe admitted that Drive Angry still has a better... Machete does not end right. There's something clunky, really clumsy about the ending on Machete.
Yeah, well...
Or it goes on too long, or there's... Right. It's too jokey or something.
Right.
This has a really nasty ending.
I like the school bus that shows back up. I thought that was a nice touch.
Well, I thought, you know, the school bus with Disco Inferno on the soundtrack was a nice bus, too. They, we shouldn't tell you what happens in the school bus. But.
So, were there highlights? What were your favorite films of Action Fest? Maybe you had named three.
Well, I had seen Hobo would be one, but I didn't see it at the festival.
I only really saw two festival films because, you know, with a full workload of reviews, there was no way that I could really hang around here and schmooze and watch a bunch of movies, which I really wanted to do, especially because some people told me some, you know, very encouraging things about movies that I didn't get to see. I probably enjoyed Hobo with a Shotgun more than I enjoyed Super, but Super I find so incredibly disturbing that it's probably going to stick with me better.
Hmm. That's the Rainn Wilson one?
Yes. It's also very funny in places, and it's very... The biggest thing is that Hobo with a Shotgun never has a bad stretch in it. It is constantly juicy, silly fun. Super has some real clunky sections towards the beginning, which I think the problem is that everybody thinks Rainn Wilson is funnier than Rainn Wilson is. But once it actually catches, it's solid from there out, and it is really disturbing.
Because the trailer doesn't make it look disturbing at all, basically. It's, it's this goofy superhero parody.
Well, there were a couple things in the trailer that should have clued you in that it might be a little disturbing. You know, the whole thing about, I didn't say to kill them.
Right.
You know, which is kind of like, okay, this is a little darker than I thought it was going to be. Hmm. And the thing where she rams the car against the guy on the...
Yeah, I guess it's cut for comedy, so it's kind of hard to tell. But yeah, I'll look.
Yeah, you know, but the film takes a really, really dark turn. And from having somebody tell me the story of Kick-Ass, it's darker.
Okay.
It's definitely darker than Kick-Ass.
Liam, what were the highlights for you?
With a disclaimer, I Bellflower I thought was good. I think it's better when you take into account that it's obviously low budget, homegrown sort of filmmaking. So some of the acting's clunky. The ending goes on a bit too long, but it's one of those movies that it's still like kind of have to think about it.
What's the premise? I've never heard of it.
It's about these two guys that they're building this car.
The fire-breathing muscle car?
Yes, they're building a fire-breathing muscle car to prepare for the apocalypse. And it's more just sort of like something for them to do. Mm-hmm. One of them meets this girl. They fall in love. And then shit just sort of gradually goes wrong.
Why would you build a muscle car for the apocalypse?
Hmm?
Why would you build a muscle car?
Because that's what they did in Mad Max. That's their whole...
Oh, okay. It just reminded me of my fundamentalist father-in-law who was sure the world was ending on Saturday and went out and bought tires on Friday.
They're not expecting that. They're expecting him to be left
behind.
Well,
I like the idea that he thought he was going to have to drive to glory. And I questioned that they would let you in a beat-up Chevy.
Well.
Even with new tires.
But it's an interesting movie. I don't know how... I think it's good. I don't think it gets anywhere. There's flashes of, like, the way they handle the relationships between these people that are very real, even though some of the dialogue...
Is not real.
Yeah. Because it's a lot of, like, dudes and, like, people saying dude and stuff like that. So it's a little too...
That would get on my nerves real fast.
Yeah, but there's... touches where it's like that's pretty accurate.
It won't get as on my nerves as fast as Bro, but it'll get on my nerves.
And apparently they also the cameras that somebody asked them what kind of cameras they used and they actually built their own cameras for this movie. Like these guys all they do is they just build things. That's what they do. Like that's their hobby. Like they built this car. There's a flamethrower in the movie that they built. The guy at one point has a Studebaker that has a whiskey tap on it.
Okay.
So
Pimp My Indie Film.
Yeah. The fact that he had a Studebaker is impressive enough.
And I think I heard it later that it's actually impounded. It got impounded and got sold at auction. So it doesn't even...
How unfortunate. Yeah.
But the real gem, I think, of everything I saw, and what I think the consensus is, was the closing night film... 13 Assassins.
13 Assassins, okay.
This is the new Takashi Miike. Which is, once you get past the setup, which is a bit slow, but it's just one of those where they're assembling their team of assassins. The end is pretty much 45 minutes of climax. Like, it's just...
Well, that'll wear you out.
Yeah. But it's incredibly, like, it's all genre conventions, but it does what you want from an action film.
Mm-hmm.
With these occasional, like, weird flourishes of stuff, like this waterfall of blood that happens at one point. It's just, and this really good villain who's just disconnected from everyone else. He's sort of just nuts, and the only time he's realized that he's sort of happy is that all these people around him are dying. But what makes it the whole movie work, I think, is this very strange, I don't know, strange, it's an odd final scene.
Mm-hmm.
That's completely different than anything else in the movie, but it's sort of just like makes the whole thing very satisfying.
Okay, well,
so
it sounds, I mean, that sounds very much in me.
Yeah,
because, like, I don't know if you've ever seen with Happiness of the Cat of Curries, where it's just like, I don't know any other movie that's even remotely like that film. Mm-hmm. And it's the same dude who did Audition and did Makai War. I mean, it's just like those things have nothing to do with each other.
Yeah.
He's very experimental.
See, I've never seen any of these things, and I always get it confused with Beat Kitano or whatever his name is.
I don't know anything about him.
It might be the best thing I've seen this year. Maybe.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of what else. Rango, maybe.
Drive Angry 3D.
No. But I need to watch it again, but I don't know. It's fun. I don't know. And it was a good crowd to see it with because everybody. The crowds were good. It was just
the crowds
everybody.
Were good. Everywhere I saw, the crowds were good. The crowds were really
not just good, but they were into it. They wanted to actually be there and be enjoying themselves.
Yeah, I mean, the vibe here was remarkably good. And, you know, it's like the crowd actually applauded the credits on Super. And these are the opening credits. I'm not talking about the ending credits.
Huh.
And they were clever, but I, you know, really didn't expect anybody to burst into applause after them. And the funny thing about it is that the credits don't even make any sense until you've seen the end of the film.
But yeah, it was a different energy
than
last year.
Last year's energy was non-existent.
But it was a different energy than I ever saw at the Asheville Film Festival. But
yes.
The aims were different, but still.
Here's the thing. There were three moments at the Asheville Film Festival over a period of, what, 6 years, 7 years, whatever it was, that equaled this. There was the Ken Russell Tommy screening.
Uh-huh.
The Jennifer Tilly Bullets Over Broadway screening, and the closing night with Slumdog Millionaire.
Right.
But bear in mind, those are three moments spread over 3 or 4 days
right.
of film festival, whereas we had here 3+ days of film festival that felt like one long moment of that. I mean, there was something in the air. It was just everything was
everybody,
just right.
Yeah, everybody. What I figured out was, or at least what I sensed was that everybody, the people that came to this really wanted to be here.
That's true, and a lot of people who would come to something like the Asheville Film Festival were there because they felt they needed to, or they were there because they wanted to be seen being there. Here, people were here because they wanted to see the films. They were here because they wanted to be a part of it. They did not because they wanted to be seen.
And it was very much like, it feels more like a festival for people that enjoy movies. Like,
yeah,
everybody I seemed to meet was just really into movies, and not so much,
and not necessarily action movies, just movies in general.
Right.
And the thing about it, it was kind of like it had this sort of like it was midway between a film festival and a con.
Right.
And it really, you know, except that we didn't have anybody sitting here at tables charging $5 for autographs. Which, you know, maybe we should. But, I mean, it was just everything about it just seemed to work.